please permit me to stand here today. As we said at the beginning of this Mass, our reflection today centers on the statement made by Jesus in the Gospel of today. Jesus says, whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 12, verse 25. Now, one may ask, in the context of the Gospel of today, how do we love our lives and how do we hate our lives? As we all know, a human being is made up of body and soul. The soul, human soul, does not die. But once the soul is separated from the body dies. We have three kinds of souls. We have vegetative soul, animal soul, and human soul. The plants, the trees, the vegetables we see, they have soul. And the kind of soul they have is called vegetative soul. Vegetative soul can die. It's mortal. For example, when a tree dies, its soul also dies. Another level of soul we have is animal soul. The animals we see, they have souls. The kind of soul they have is called animal soul. Animal soul can die. Animal soul dies. It is the soul that is in the animals that makes the animals to live, that keep the animals living. For example, when a dog dies, his soul also dies. But we have another level of soul, superior to the vegetative and the animal souls, and that is human soul. Human soul does not die. At death, the soul is separated from the body. The body dies, but human soul does not die. Human soul lives forever. The human soul is the spark of God in us. The soul is the spark of God in us. It is the soul that is the image of God in us. So, it makes sense to say that the soul and the spirit are the dissenting or different ways of saying the dissenting. God is spirit. And as we all know, spirit does not die. Now the question is, the body and the soul, which one do we have to care? Do we have to give more attention to? Which one? Is it the body or the soul? Billy Graham, a man called Billy Graham, or Billy Graham, yeah? Billy Graham says, we take excellent care of our souls, or rather, we take excellent care of our bodies, leaving our souls to shrivel. Why the soul lives forever? The body, we have the body during our lifetime here. But the soul lives forever. The soul is immortal. So, when we attach more attention to the body, what happens to the spirit? Our spiritual life goes down. Immanuel Kant, A German philosopher says that man must be disciplined, for his nature is rough and wild. So, for us to discipline man, we must discipline the body. In man, we have the spirit and the body. And the spirit and the body are always at conflict. What the spirit loves is not what the body loves. They are always at war. They are cat and dog. Which means we have to take more care of the spirit. Saint John Bosco once said to a horseman, a coachman, said, "What a fine horse you have." And the coachman says, "Yes, she must be beautiful. I take time every day, almost 2 hours, cleaning her, brushing her. She must be beautiful." And John Bosco says to the man, "How much time do you have for yourself?" And the man says, "I don't have time for myself. I work 24/7. Even on Sundays, I don't have time to go to Mass. I'm too busy." And John Bosco looked at him and says, politely and prudently, he says, "I would rather be your horse than yourself." As we all know, we take 3 square meals a day. We eat 3 times a day. And some may eat even more. The material food we eat nourishes the body. But what about the spiritual food? The spiritual food should also nourish the spirit. And what are the spiritual food we take? Prayers, the Holy Communion, the Word of God, all the spiritual exercises we do. These are the spiritual food we take, and they nourish the spirit. Remember what the Holy Mother Church is requesting us to intensify in this season of Lent in our spiritual activities, and they are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And the ways to do these things is to continue to love God and our neighbor. A priest once said to a little boy called Johnny. Johnny was 5 years old. He said, "Johnny, do you love God?" And Johnny says, "Yes, of course, Father, I love God." Then the priest says, "With all your heart and your strength." And Johnny says, "No. My heart and my strength are too small for that. I love God with all his heart and strength." You see, life is like a river. The twists, the turns on the paths are meant to guide us and not stop us. Life is also like a school. Those who love and help others graduate with honors. And there is a man called Jeremy Taylor. He says, "Life is also like sowing seeds. It's all about sowing seeds. Sow an act and you will reap a habit. Sow a habit and you will reap a character. Sow a character and you will reap a destiny."